Good morning, everybody. This is Lenny Lawson, the car guru, and the guy that you probably need to know. You know, if you're interested in saving money on a new car, SUV, truck, or getting a great deal on a used car, or getting the most for your trade-in, or getting your car fixed when nobody seems to be able to fix it, because I can help. I can steer you in the right direction. That's what I do on this radio show. And really, I do more of that off the radio show. That's when people like you pick up the phone, basically, and give me a call to that real simple number, 423-552-2020. I even made the number easy. I mean, it's a great number for an optometrist, right? 552-2020. I'd really hate to be a consumer getting ready to buy a car. I've got a trade-in. I'm going to give you a scenario. I've got a trade-in, and I'm wanting to buy a new SUV, and I don't know anything. I know how to use a computer. I know what Google is, but, well, I think I know what Google is, but I know that you can type questions up there, and Google will give you answers. So I just did that just a few seconds ago. I typed in, what is the value of my car? And I want to go over with you just a little bit about the kind of things that come up when you do that. I mean, supposedly 98% of you folks, when you are in the market for a car, you go online or you hook up with somebody who knows how to go online because you don't own a computer, know how to go onto a computer, and you also are still using a flip phone. Now, I love you people because you are much happier than those of us who are so smarty pants that we buy iPhones and Android devices and stuff like that. You are the smart people. You know, some of these youngsters in the mall walk past you and they see you flipping your phone open and dialing numbers and stuff and they giggle. They're the fools. So anyway, I just wanted you to know that. I want to support you. So let's talk about what you're going to see. Well, the first thing you're going to see is you're going to see multiple listings in blue. The color is blue. And those are different, basically, sites that you can go to that supposedly deal with the question that you have posed. Now, one thing that you'll notice at the very top, the first, let's see, one, two, three, four that are listed have the word ad beside it. So what does that mean? AD. Well, that's an advertiser. That's somebody who has paid to be in that top position. So who paid the most? Well, CarMax did because they're first. So in order to be first, you have to pay the most. So you want to know what the value of your car is? Obviously, you would click on CarMax, right? Well, not necessarily, but they think you should. matter of fact, their line says, what's my car worth? Quickly find your car's value. Do you think they can tell you what your car is worth? Do you think they're willing to pay you whatever their formula spits out? They might. You really don't know. They do have good ratings, though. It shows their ratings. They've got 4.6 stars out of 5. That's with 52,780 reviews. So a lot of people obviously like CarMax. Who's next? Car Gurus. You ever heard of them? Now, it's not me. This show is My Car Guru. It's not Car Gurus. Car Gurus is a website where dealers pay dearly to advertise their inventory on their website. They make money from what dealers pay them. See, when you buy a car through Car Gurus, Car Guru doesn't get a cut of the profit from the dealer. What they get is the advertising dollars from the dealers who advertise on Car Gurus. So I pay money every month to Car Gurus in order to promote my inventory on their website. Their blue line, which you would click on to go into their site, says, sell a car in under 2 minutes. Get an offer in seconds. Doesn't that sound good? I bet an advertising agency did that for them. So who's next? A company called Hemmings. Hemmings.com. Hemmings started decades and decades ago is basically a classified ad book. The only place you can get them, well, you could subscribe to it, or you could go to the bookstore and or at the magazine department and buy Hemmings Motor News. And that was a bunch of basically classified ads, and there were a lot of suppliers in there. And the ad is really cool. I still like to buy them today. It actually has a old-style listing, and you can it's divided up by make. So if you want to just look at Buicks, then just look under the B's. Now, certain cars that are very popular, like Mustang, they'll have their own section. There'll be a Ford section, and then all the Mustangs will be under M. And then all the Corvettes will be under C and so forth. So there, you know, any car that's really popular, something that you know, people list more often will have their own section. Hemmings, maybe they can tell you. They say, how much is my car worth? Let Hemmings tell you. The next one is not a paid ad because it doesn't say ad beside there. This is called Coming to the Top Because of Organic Advertising. So what you want to get to, if you're an advertiser, you want to, when somebody puts something in there, if you don't want to pay for ads, then you want to show up because of an organic search. And that means that just on the strength of the number of people that have clicked on your particular website, they will rank you higher than they do other people who don't get as many clicks. And then you will just show up, you know, near the top, right underneath the people who paid to be there. The next one, who is organic, is KBB. Now, a lot of people go to KBB to value their car. What does their line say? It says, my car's value, - Kelley Blue Book. Find out what your car is worth at bluebook.com, the trusted resource for used car values. Get the Kelley Blue Book value for your used car or trade-in, or what you should ask for it if you sell it yourself. So a lot of people go to KBB. Now, when you come to a lot of car dealerships, we used to basically rely on a little book called the Black Book. Well, you'll see no advertisements in here for them. They're a dealer-only resource, and they monitor auction sales, and they report values based on average, clean, average, and rough. I think they are clean, good, average, and rough. I can't remember how many classifications they have. But used to when you go to the auction and a car was getting ready to come up to the block, all the dealers would be standing around it, and they'd have their little black books open and trying to determine, okay, how much do I need to put in this car? Of course, what I found, I just ended up throwing the book away because everything brought more than what the book said, and most of them brought more than I was willing to pay. You know, it's hard to stand there and outbid 50 other dealers who want something, sometimes 100, and, you know, you lose. Now, instead of having all those hundreds of people standing at auctions, now there's just a few people at these auctions, and everybody else is online, you know, monitoring the sale online. And that's really what determines the value of a car, right? The value of a car is determined by what someone is willing to pay for it at a given point in time at a particular place. You just want to make sure you're at the right place, it's the right time, and they're the right people who want your car the most. That's why I like putting cars out there online, because then you get the free market at work. Kelley Blue Book was the first organic search to come up. Then Edmunds.com. Instant used car value and trade-in value from Edmunds. What is Edmunds? Well, they've been around a long time, and they've done ratings on cars. They didn't always value used cars. It was more of a advice article type thing. And it was they've morphed into they will help you value your car. They'll help you sell your car. They'll help you buy a new car. You know, they try to do everything. A lot of people try to be all things to all folks. The next one is autotrader.com. And they say, find my car value, car worth, and car pricing. Autotrader. I'm kind of reading this like they would want me to, you know, if I was doing a radio commercial for them. Next is consumerreports.org. Yuck. I never have been a Consumer Reports fan. The only cars they like are made by Honda or Toyota. They're extremely biased, but that's maybe, I would like them better if I was a Honda or Toyota dealer. Oh, well. Anyway, so they can estimate the value of your car. Then comes Carfax, then another KBB choice, then NADA values. They really rank low because people don't use them as much. They don't know about NADA, but it's not a bad place to look because a lot of dealers use them, and they are typically a little bit higher than KBB. That's just a little insider tip. And then TrueCar. You've heard of TrueCar. They'll tell you what your trade value is. Now, some of these places like Carvana, Vroom. Did I miss Vroom? I didn't tell you about Vroom, I don't guess. They're at the very top. But, yeah, they are, they'll buy your car just like I will. Now, if you wanted to sell your car locally and you didn't want to have to, you know, wait on some truck to show up in the middle of the night and pick it up and get you out of bed. You have to put your slippers on, and, you know, they'll show up out front honking their horn. Yeah, we're from Carvana. We're here to get your car. You probably don't want to do that. It's easier to call me. I'll come, not at bedtime, because I'm probably in bed, and we'll get your car, and we'll bring you a check, and it'll be a good check. And you don't even have to leave the comfort of your home. You just have to send me the information and pictures. And sometimes I'll actually come up, look at them, or I'll send my nephew or my son-in-law, and we'll come in and evaluate your car and give you market value. Because what we're doing is looking at all these resources, too, and we're coming up with an average. Now, the difference between selling it to me and selling it to an individual is going to be the fact that I am buying it for resale. What does that mean? Well, I want to make a profit on it when I sell it. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's how we make a living. But now, if you would want to try to retail your car, you can. You can put it outside, put a for sale sign in it. You can deal with all the phone calls and all that kind of stuff. But right now, dealers are paying pretty much close to retail for just about everything out there because used cars are so valuable right now. So an individual dealer, you don't want to deal with me. You know, you could call the guys, the friendly people at Friendship, Ford or Hyundai or something. They'll buy your car, too. And they'll come to your house and pick it up. They'll do exactly the same thing I'll do. You just like me better, I hope. Maybe not. But let's take our first break, and we'll be back here in just a second. Okay, I am back. I'm trying to educate. I am trying to eradicate a lot of the misinformation that seems to be out there when it comes to buying cars. People think they are so smart when they get online and do all their pricing and research and stuff online. And then they go into the dealership and they're armed with all this information and, you know, they think they're going to be at a big advantage. You know, dealers have adapted to the online thing, and I think it has made dealers better in their customer relations for the most part. You know, there are still a lot of people out there that that will just show up on a lot. Like, they might be eating at a restaurant next door and just, let's go look at cars. And then they jump in their car and drive around, and they see a Toyota 4Runner or something, you know, and say, oh, my gosh, I like that color. And then, you know, they go in and they go negotiate a deal and get a trade appraisal and do the financing. And before you know it, voila, they weren't even thinking about buying a car several days earlier. But they're driving down the road with a $642 a month payment on a brand new 4Runner. And then all of a sudden, how am I going to pay for this? You know, that's really not the way to do it. It is better to do your prep work online to find out. You know, you can pull up a payment calculator. And you can just punch in $40,000 and see what your monthly payments would be on $40,000. And, you know, if you have good credit, probably 3%. Interest, something like that. If you have terrible credit, maybe 15%. I'm not kidding. I mean, people who have terrible credit will pay even 20% interest, and they can't buy anything they want. They lose their freedom because they weren't responsible with their credit, or because they had some type of life situation happen that destroyed their credit. And that happens. There's a lot of good people whose credit gets destroyed because of a medical situation. And that's sad. You know, they shouldn't have to pay a really high interest rate on a car loan because of something that was completely out of their control. But folks, that's the way it is, unfortunately. When people don't pay their credit card bills and they get behind on their mortgage and they lose their house or something when they go to buy a car, you know, they are the banks look at that and they see them as a bad credit risk, and that is sad. But it's good to know that before you go in. So that's why a lot of people get online and they do their research. You know, let's say that you are looking, I just did a little Google search here. Let's say that you're looking for a new Chevrolet and you Google new Chevrolet dealer near me. So I just did that. Let's see what comes up. All right. Well, the first one is a paid ad. And remember that in order to be in that position at the very first, you have to pay for that right. So Champion Chevrolet in Johnson City is the one that outbid everybody else, and they're showing up first. Number two, Asheville Chevrolet. So not even a dealer in this area is showing up in this area because they paid for that position. Then Volunteer Chevrolet. Well, that's not in Upper East Tennessee. That's in the other East Tennessee, Sevierville. Then Bachman Bernard Chevrolet, that's in Greenville. And then Chevrolet.com. Now, Bachman did not pay. Theirs is a organic ad, so they came up highest for the ones that did not pay for it. But these other dealers showed up first, and they're not even in Greenville, Tennessee, which I put Chevrolet dealers near me. You would think that Bachman Bernard would come up first because they're the closest to me, but they did not. Let's see who else is in here. Courtesy showed up organically. That's in Kingsport. Bill Gatton showed up next. They're in Bristol. And then Champion Chevrolet showed up again. Walker Chevrolet, wonder where that is. So, you know, this is what happens when you punch in to see. And again, the dealers that show up at the top are not necessarily your best option. They're just the ones that paid to be there, okay? So I just did another search for a Honda. A new Honda for sale near me. And let's see what comes up. Okay, Johnson City Honda. So that's probably accurate because I'm in Greenville. It's probably closer to me. Well, I don't know if it's closer than Morristown. Probably is. Next comes up another paid ad, Honda Kingsport. Then Chevrolet comes up next. So official Chevrolet site comes up when I type in new Honda for sale near me. That's how a dealer will, you know, how somebody will be shopping for a Honda, and all of a sudden they end up on a Chevy dealer's lot. You know, and maybe they go into their website and they dive down into the used car inventory and they find a Honda Accord there. Say, hey, honey, there's a Honda. It's a Chevy dealer. So that's why dealers will pay for, and you can actually pick and choose. You can say, if somebody types in new Honda, I want to be there, even though I'm not a Honda dealer. You can pay for that. They're called keywords. And you buy those keywords, and any time, like, for example, if I were to click on, well, Honda, John City Honda gets charged if I click on their site. So if I click on their site, Google sends them a statement for about 50 cents or more for that. So if you want to be mean, just click on it a bunch of times, and there's $50, $1.50. Dude, no, don't do that. On Honda, let's see, and then it gives me a map showing where the Honda dealers are. Well, that's handy. I think that's nice of Google to do that. And then Edmunds, Auto Trader, Honda Kingsport again, Honda, corporate Honda shows up again, Car Gurus, and then the Greenville Honda Motorcycle Store shows up. So how do you use Google, you know, to search for a car? You know, I think it's a good place to start. Be specific, though. Like when I was looking for a Corvette, you know, I just put in 2022 Corvette 3LT Z71 and hit the search button because I'd done my research. I knew I wanted a 2022 model. I knew I wanted a 3LT package because of the options that it gives you, and I knew I wanted Z51. And it popped up, and there was one at Reader Chevrolet, and there was one at a dealership in North Carolina. And Reader Chevrolet wanted too much for theirs, and so I went to North Carolina, Randy Marion Chevrolet in Mooresville, North Carolina. And they had the car. Now, folks, it's rare for you to find a 2022 Corvette in stock and for sale anywhere, because about all of them are sold orders. And, you know, it's just, I mean, if you wanted to order a Corvette today, you could. You'd go over to Champion Chevrolet and or Bachmann & Menard or any place else and order one. You just have no idea when you're going to get it. And it could probably going to be, if you order one, if you want one now, it'll probably be a 2023 or a 2024 model. If you want a Z06, who knows? You may never get it. That's the hot rod version that they're coming out with. I think it's important for people to understand when they're searching for a car online, how they can fall into certain, I wouldn't call them traps, they're nets. You know, like the Chevy dealer advertising Honda keywords or Toyota keywords or some dealer in Asheville or someplace else, you know, paying to show up in Google searches in our area. You know, it gets you to go to Asheville if they have what you want. And, you know, Asheville's not that far. People drive a long way to buy a car, won't they? We'll take our last break and be back here in just a minute. Okay, going long on this particular show. I hope that's been beneficial to you. You know, if you need help finding a vehicle, I can find them, especially used ones. I have access to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of cars, literally. We have this site through, or we have this opportunity through ManheimOnline.com. Manheim is a big auction company, biggest in the world, started in Manheim, Pennsylvania. And they have an online site just for dealers where I can go in and buy cars, and they've already been inspected. And matter of fact, I buy insurance so that if a car shows up and it's not as described, then I just send it back. And I can do that for you as well. If you're having a hard time finding something, whether it's new or used, just give me a call and I'll help you. And it won't hurt my feelings if you don't end up buying from me. If you want to go buy it from your local dealer, Ford dealer or whatever, in your town, I get it. I understand that. I mean, it's more convenient and stuff. But, you know, even people that buy out of town, I welcome them in my service department, because I feel like the best way to earn their business long-term is to take care of them in service. And then maybe they'll give me a shot at their business the next time. That's just my philosophy. And it's probably my philosophy because that was my dad's philosophy. And he said, this is going to be your philosophy, young man. And I listened to my dad. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of My Car Guru, and I will see you on Monday.